It's the Oh No Radio Show. Turn the radio up.
Back doing what we do best, and that is just taking a ride on the shit ship, ladies and gentlemen.
Set sail.
And I am the captain of that shit ship. This is the Oh No Radio Show, and along with me, it's my good friend Zach.
What's up?
My good friend Tom.
Yo.
And my good friend Ty, the tall one.
Yes.
Yeah, baby, yeah. We just got done with our 2017 Oh No Radio Show Death Pool, Celebrity Death Pool Draft.
That is
going to be posted as a separate podcast to this. So, by the way, if you haven't heard that yet, make sure to go ahead and listen to the previous podcast, where we definitely will be discussing all things Death Pool.
All things death.
That's right. Guys, I think it was pretty successful, though. I think we did.
We made it through another year.
Nobody died at the Death Pool.
Nobody died at the Death Pool. I almost died.
Yeah, and yeah, you did receive another cyst.
And I feel like that's probably how we should actually start off tonight's show. We lost our internet connection, so go ahead and recycle that time. At least we made it through the Death Pool. That's fine. That's fine.
I guess something did die after all. It was shitty fucking internet.
Shitty
service.
Fucking
the internet should be on the list.
You know who you are, internet provider.
It's fine. We're going to be back up in a couple minutes.
Fine. It's a podcast.
We're going to lose all our listeners, and everybody's going to be like, blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
in a chat room.
Every time I try to listen live.
Yeah, well. Well, buy me better internet.
That's
and we'll call
Why
it
don't
a
you
deal.
Cool thing just is, give us $20
you
and
can just
we'll
subscribe
have the best
to us on,
satellite
iTunes.
System ever.
Yeah, that is a good fact, Ty. Or sorry, Zach, whatever which one you are tonight.
I'm
Jesus.
Zach.
Yeah. No, a lot of people just get so reliant, you know, on the live aspect of this show. And it's like, guys,
that's a treat for y'all, you know. We don't have to do it live. That's a little treat.
That's a treat.
Crazy treat.
You heard it first.
Sweet treat.
And like I said, I think it would only benefit the listener to hear how I almost died, but didn't quite, right?
Yeah.
So it was Thursday, yeah, last week I had said, you know, I had been sick, and I'm like, oh, I've got this little thing behind my ear, and it's like,
just this little thing.
Little thing. I didn't really think much of it. And then the next day goes by, and I try squeezing it a little bit, and it's like, ooh, it didn't really want to pop. You know, I'm like, oh, I guess I should just leave it alone. Well, a couple days go by, and by the time it's Sunday, this thing is just out of proportion.
So was it like overnight you woke up and were like, what the fuck is
that? It just every day gradually, and I'm like, oh, well, it'll just pop. It'll eventually, because I've had similar cyst type things before, and they do. They just, over time, they eventually,
it'll pop,
right? It'll find its way. So I was at work, and I'm like, this is a problem, and it's also Memorial Day the next day. So thankfully we have this kind of like FaceTime doctor that you can use. And I give it a little ringy ding, and she's looking at it, and she's like, okay, it's this type of cyst. They're pretty common. You know, it was actually really kind of awesome to be able to do that, to not have to.
That's a technology.
Technology
I've never
actually
heard of.
Working for
so you
us.
Actually did like a video conference call?
Yeah, it was like a video conference call.
I've actually done it without it. Like, it's called Teladoc. Like, I have for my insurance, and it's even weirder. Like, you just call and talk to it. I called and talked to a doctor. This was years and years ago.
Yeah.
And they can prescribe you something.
Yeah,
over the
they
phone.
Like
it's
like
a legit
prescribe
doctor.
Me some kind
it's
of
a
antibiotic.
Legit doctor. They'll prescribe you an antibiotic. I believe we are back up on the internet now. Sorry, folks. We are talking about my cyst. I'm sure a lot of
if you're just tuning in, we're talking about Owen's cyst.
I had a really bad cyst that got a little out of control. I was able to use one of these doctors. I want to say Skype doctor, but it's like a FaceTime call, and you're
Skype. That's cool, man. I've never heard of this.
And in 15 minutes, she basically gave me what any like sort of walk-in clinic would have given me, and gave me the same sort of thing, and like, okay. She even had me like squeeze it for her and like show her like as I'm squeezing it a little bit.
Did she ever go, ugh? No. In the conference?
She was very professional. She was very, very
good,
professional.
Good bedside manner. And then, yeah, side manner.
She was from the app itself. She was able to, because you put in all your information of where, you know, your healthcare and your pharmacy where you would get prescriptions picked up and everything. And yes, straight away, like she's like, okay, these will be ready. Like, you know, and she's like, you know, it's going to be tough for you to get them today.
Which she give you like anti-inflammatory
it's a slight antibiotic and a steroid and all that stuff, and I probably shouldn't be drinking all over the antibiotic, but
wash it down with little Coors Light.
It's show night, we're breaking a couple
that's
rules
true. That right there though is classic, like they're prescribing something and giving you a pill for no reason at all.
That's exactly what I was thinking, like probably that,
anti-inflammatory really didn't do shit for you. It was gonna pop eventually.
Yeah.
I feel like it's through its own natural process. It's gonna do that.
And honestly, it cost me $10, and it's $10 for a little bit of peace of mind and stuff. You know,
of course,
it's not a huge deal. So that aside, it gets to the next day, and it's still there. You know, like she advised me not to pop it, to not play with it, just leave it alone.
Can you play that spooky music bed you had? Spooky music bed.
Hang on, I got a different.
It'll help set the mood for the cyst story.
Yeah, the cyst tunes.
No, I got it. I got a cyst tune. I got a cyst tune for you.
Yeah, just what you need.
I was. I hadn't. I was taking.
I feel like that's your new playlist, Sis Tunes.
Thank God.
Volume one.
There we go. So it's raging. It's red.
This is the day after the doc.
It's the day after I start taking the medication.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So I've taken it for like a day.
Cows.
So it's day two of the medication, and I wake up, I do my thing, I shower, you know, and I'm really careful in the shower around it.
Is it to the touch painful?
Not super. It's more like I catch a weird spot of it.
Did you try any topical things on it or just wash it?
No.
Cyst away.
Yeah.
I don't think there was much topically I could have done.
There was
some
Clearasil like pimple juice on there.
A Biore strip on it.
Yeah, there you go.
I did put some apple cider vinegar.
The cure all.
Oh yeah, just dab it like cologne on it.
You took like a pill. Vitamin and you're just scrubbing it.
Well, it's an antiseptic, so it's
you got
at least
cotton
keep
swab
it clean,
just rubbing it
you know?
Out of your cyst.
No, I was. It was cotton swabbing it with apple cider vinegar.
I'm sorry. It's just what a visual.
And I was using a warm compress because it actually helped.
And for all the listeners out there, like describe the size of it. Honestly,
it's
this
a
point,
solid
I mean, it was like
cyst.
Protruding a good. 3/4 of an inch.
It was like
inch.
Half a ping pong ball. If you cut a ping pong ball in half and stuck it to the side of my head,
it looked
that's
like a gumball. Like a gumball size.
That is not quite as bad as a ping pong ball, but it was close.
That is some serious
shit. I go and I get to work, and I've been there. I've been there 15 fucking minutes, okay? I sit down in my chair, and I'm sort of just, you know, kind of starting my day, checking some emails and firing some things up, and I kind of lean back. I don't feel any sensation really immediately.
But you feel like you're getting some warm kisses up and down your neck. That's really
the initial thing I felt was I heard a slight
that was fucked
the
up.
Sweet, the fucking sweet release. Sound effect just makes it fucking horrible.
And I went and I went, huh, what was that? And I kind of went and I went to touch
and
where
your neck is just wet.
Almost and it's
wet
I went wet.
Touch.
And my buddy who's like my coworker sitting like right next to me, and I just go, whoa, like I said, I made the funniest sound.
He
like,
puked immediately.
It was just like I was just like, whoa, like I made this like weird. And I ran to like the cupboard where we got some napkins and like a paper towel roll, and I grabbed like a shitload. And I'm like, I'm going to have to be right back. And I think he probably knew exactly what happened. Yeah. I told him about it.
There's no hiding that thing.
There's no hiding it. So I run down.
Meanwhile, he stops eating his guacamole.
I run down to the bathroom, and I'm not kidding, 20 goddamn minutes, this thing is just pouring. Yeah. I'm letting it leak paper towel after paper towel. And it went through a series, like a rainbow of different colors. At first it was a kind of clear and whitish. And then as deeper it got, like
once it got to the core.
Once it got to the core, then it started shitty brown. No. Before it got to shitty brown, it was actually green. Most of it that was in there
was the smelly part, the green part.
Split pea soup,
dude.
And it smelled like a combination.
Are you scared right now? I'd be scared.
Yeah, what is going on with you?
I would legitimately be scared for my life.
I gotta tell you guys, I did this as a test.
Listen, we know you're cis bros.
It was really because of me. I'm sorry. Last time I feel like you touched the vicinity of his cis. I just kind of gave it to you from my lizard skin. Yeah, probably it's what happened.
So when you're saying, what is it coming out of? Like, is it just like a little tiny
hole? It's like a little hole.
So it's like if you pop a pimple, but a giant pimple that just has tons of pus.
And it's just this little hole, and that hole though kept spreading because of the amount of stuff that's in there. Yeah. I can hear it all going. Like squishing and squashing it out. And I'm squeezing it out. It's like split pea soup, like I said, but it has.
It's all over your hands.
It has the smell of. Old feet and farts is probably that's the closest. Foul.
And that's coming out of your face.
It's coming out of behind my
neck,
ear.
Your
and
head.
And then it got.
Can you imagine the poor bastard that was in the bathroom with you at that time?
Oh no, that was. It's just a single stall. I made sure to do that. I was able to get to that. And keep it is a gross ass bathroom too. It's in a kitchen. It's horrible.
It's in the kitchen.
It's a long
story. You're around prepared food.
This is close to prepared.
I didn't order the split pea soup.
Of course, towards the end of it, it starts turning like now it's bloody. So now it's like blood and mucus at the same time.
That thing was filled.
And for I guess throughout the course of the day, I probably checked it. Almost on the hour, I would go to the bathroom, and there would still be more. Yeah. Like, I would cover it up. I'd get a Band-Aid. I'd clean it up as best I could, and I'd go back, and I'd kind of feel it and check on it.
God.
And when I checked on it, it would try and just go again. And each time, too, it's almost like the opening to the hole keeps getting bigger.
So now I've
got a very large scab that's not the size of where the hole was. Now the whole thing is just basically a scab behind my
ear,
which I just have tried to, you know, be covered up.
You'll be fine in like two days. It'll be good.
Yeah, no, I think I'm
it's a little warm, but fuck.
Sweet release.
I almost died. I didn't talk about it on the show. For real.
First on the table.
Like, that just happened to me. It's freaky.
Yeah.
But I expect shit like this coming from your life, man.
It was the same spot.
The right ear behind my ear.
Isn't that crazy?
Cyst bros.
Maybe we need to just clean all these headphones.
Oh, God, dude.
All right, show's cut short.
Dude, seriously, you just fucked up.
Oh, you just fucked me up.
Oh, it smells like dirty feet, split pea soup.
If I fucking get one of those, dude... I'm gonna be so pissed off.
At that point, the shit ship is officially contaminated with some type of fucking disease.
I'll give him a wipe down.
I'll get some fucking Clorox cleanups in here. All right, like we'll get some.
Dude, you just fucked me up. I'm gonna be worried now.
I don't want his fucking earphones ever.
That was good. All of you are gonna be so mad if you do get it. Though
I'm literally gonna be like touching my neck, dude. Like checking every two.
You guys already got
yours was a little bigger, nastier than mine. Just a little bit. But it was relatively close to the same. Was yours pretty beastly?
Yeah.
Dude, when it drained, like, I just kept a fucking paper towels on it for hours. It was gross.
Rough, man. It's so horrible when your body is just excreting this fucking poison.
It all happened in, like, three days.
Fucking disgusting,
dude.
Damn. Hopefully this resolves itself soon. I'm on the mend.
Are you feeling better?
I feel great. I feel normal.
All right, so you have antibiotics. You know, you're supposed to take the whole the whole script. You're supposed to not drink on them. Are you going to, now that it's fixed, are you like, fuck these drugs, I don't need them?
I'll be lying, everybody else
that takes antibiotics.
No, I'm going to
wash them down with the Coors.
I'm going to pretty much just kind of like, not to overdrink.
If I remember to take them.
No, I'm doing them. I'm doing them right. I see no reason not to do that. It's almost like a preventative backup plan. It's like, hey, it's not gonna do any harm really.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I can't get super drunk on them because apparently they do over time. They will make it kind of sick.
Yeah.
They'll induce like a nausea thing. So like you'll see me. I've actually been pacing myself a little bit more tonight than I would usually on shows. And that's
actually, I haven't noticed that. No, I didn't notice that at all. Seemed to be on par.
Okay, well, fair enough. Something strange did happen though this week. Actually today I got home and I checked the mail. And there's this package in the mail, and I'm like, whatever. It's probably something I ordered off Amazon. And I started opening it, and I kind of looked at
it. Anthrax.
And I'm like, oh, this is right, weird. This is kind of weird. I don't know what this is.
What's this powder?
And then I checked the name. And then I checked the name on the package.
Is that a T-shirt?
And it's addressed to Zach Mills.
What?
At my address. So, Zach.
What the fuck?
You got a package to open.
There you go, Zach.
I haven't really. I opened it enough to, like, kind of. Know that it wasn't mine.
He did open it and looked at all of it.
No, I haven't though. I haven't looked at all of it.
No, it's like a quarter open.
All right.
I don't know what it is, dude.
It is a shirt of some sort.
That's legit.
It looks like a fucking tight shirt.
Oh, and
you
dirty
bastard.
That's legit as fuck. Except for the back.
That is such
what
a great
fuck?
Shirt.
Who
I'm
said
so
that
glad.
Shirt?
I have
so
no idea.
I got to take a picture.
Somebody has just set a hashtag #fuckZachShirt.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me explain this shirt give it its respect. So this is an XL all black tee, something I would rock. It looks fresh. It's clean. It's got the new ONRS logo on the front. You know, the skull and the cross
it's
mics.
Tight.
So I'm like, damn, this is a fucking dope shirt. Damn it. Like, all right.
Let me look at the back.
And
here.
Then I fucking turn it around back. Hashtag fuck Zach.
Can
Who
I say fuck Zach in the chat room?
I'm telling you,
said,
this motherfucker,
Zach is the next sis brother.
I don't know. I've told this dude to call in. I don't know who you are. Hashtag fuck Zach in the chat. You're sending me shirts and shit. Now call in. Let's talk.
The fact that you sent the shirt, man, total props.
That is legit.
I'm really bummed out.
That is execution. I was like, that's dope. I'm not going to fucking wear this now. What the fuck?
I would wear it. I feel like you should wear it with
You
pride.
Should totally
I'll wear
it
to the gym.
That's a gym shirt.
Yeah.
But like, who's Zach?
Hey,
I'm fucking Zach.
I'm honored. Actually, I'm going to rock this.
You're
pretty honored.
Dude, you should be honored to rock
Here, turn it around to the fuck Zach
and
part. Right?
Also, you know, even though you have a lady friend.
That's fucking
you
know,
yeah, it is.
Hashtag fuck Zach.
It's kind of like,
go
hey,
ahead.
No, fuck
yeah,
Zach.
I actually really dig this.
That's
whoever
cool,
whoever
man.
Sent this in, props.
All right. Great shirt, dude.
You're my favorite.
Favorite. You're my favorite.
I was so confused. Like, what the fuck? I didn't order shit to your house. What's going on? That's my name on a pad. That's creepy.
An unveiling on the show. It's great.
Guys, if you also want to give us a call, you can do so at
321-332-0186.
That's 321-332-0186 or Skype us over at Ono Radio Show. Ah, boys.
Where did this whole fuck Zach thing start?
I have no idea.
I feel like it just started in the chat room.
Is this a movement? Because I'm not aware of it.
It started organically on one of the shows, and I think it's just spread from there. Like,
fuck you.
By this lone wolf. by this lone soldier that will not come out.
Yeah, reveal yourself.
Yeah, dude. So, anything truly exciting happen in your guys' week before we move along?
I got a new shirt.
You got a new shirt?
Yeah.
No, you did find out something that you should be able to talk about this.
My old spot,
yeah, no, dude, this is hilarious. Remember how Zach got sort of kicked out of his
kicked out. I'm a good person. We were asked not to renew the lease on our spot.
Your last apartment complex.
But I did find out who it was after it was all said and done,
nice.
And we got out of there and got our security deposit back in full. I was proud of
that. That's an achievement, a pat on the back.
Man.
After
it's
2 years,
to get
it's,
a fucking,
it's tough.
Yeah, it's
no,
tough
that's
to
an achievement.
That
especially
it
in
is.
Some corporate.
Yeah, they always
fucking,
find some
props to that because most people don't get it back.
Yeah. So I was proud of that.
Good for you.
But our fucking. We found out the lady like confided in us, the property manager or whatever, and she was like, yeah. So It wasn't. We thought it was this one chick that, you know, complained about us and kind of got it.
Right.
The
right,
dude
right.
below us in our apartment actually lawyered up.
What?
Yeah, dude. He fucking. Okay, because the story is we were there 2 years. We got two noise complaints and they wouldn't let us renew our lease. Whatever. Fuck them. Good riddance. We're in a better spot. Mm-hmm. But we found out later that, or we found out yesterday or was today.
Yeah.
That dude, in one of his complaints, actually went through a lawyer to get it, like, you know, whatever bullshit. A lawyer can do. So at that point, it was like out of the hands of the property manager.
That's
you know
crazy,
what I mean?
Dude.
Yeah, she was basically like, she fucking can't stand that guy. He's just one of those people, you know.
What a dude!
That's awful. Man.
She was like, she said, I would have rather kicked him out than you guys, but whatever, you know. I just couldn't believe it because that was the motherfucker that, you know.
Yeah,
and when you live in an apartment, I probably had this spiel before, but there's that fucking thing.
Yeah.
If someone's your bothering neighbors. You, you just, you're neighbors. You be neighborly. Yep. Come
neighborly.
And talk to me.
Yeah.
And he never once did. And
you don't
instead
fucking
he
just
went,
go straight to narking somebody out.
Yeah, narc, dude. Fucking
a lawyer.
Coward.
Yeah. Yeah. Who is that like, much of a douchebag that this guy has to be
like,
gone?
Like, he paid for
I've
got
to get a lawyer.
Like, he
lawyered
paid.
Up. Yeah,
he had to pay to get me out of there.
Well, that's got to make you feel a little bit.
Yeah,
better,
that
right?
kind of did, honestly. I was like,
yeah,
fuck
I guess
it.
Fuck him.
You.
He lost money. So.
It was funny, like, driving by. I really contemplated, like, what can I do to this guy that's not going to, like,
TP.
You know,
that TP is one tree that's not really in his yard, but we'll
TP it. He doesn't even have to take care of like, or take,
you
know.
Do you guys know, like, what can I do? Yeah. Like, can I do, like, I want to shit on his doorstep.
Flaming bag of blue turd, man.
Yeah, that's a good go-to, man.
Why not? It's been a while.
It's an old blue school. Blue turds you don't want either, dude.
How many nasty. Times did you guys do that back in the day?
A lot.
Did you do it much?
I probably
Tom,
I never
I
actually.
Tom did it
I never actually.
We were mad prankers, man. That was all we could do in my town. Was mischief.
We did stupid shit. Like we would like throw beer bottles at like garages.
Through windows.
Oh, sure.
Not through windows, but like garages. We would
at
throw them
people.
At. We did dog of like we did dog shit in bags.
Yeah.
I don't think we ever actually even lit it though.
You gotta light
like,
it.
I don't think we ever lit it.
We used fucking lighter fluid.
Oh, you gotta light it. What's the worst prank you ever did on somebody?
The worst was I got one of those little gift bags from Walgreens, like, you know, just like a, like for like a small little gift. And I bought one, it was like $1, right? And we lived in a place that was like kind of near a construction area. So there were all these little field mice. And one of them got stuck in a glue trap once.
Oh.
And there was this guy in the neighborhood we all hated. And I just like this took this dead mouse in a glue trap and put it in a gift bag with all this tissue paper and shit. And the guy put it on his doorstep.
Oh, so made it like a legit gift.
Made it a legit
that's
gift,
pretty
rang
horrible.
The doorbell and ran away. And
that is
like,
fucked up.
It's demented.
It's not that bad. I don't know.
What did you guys? What's your worst then?
Ours never had any sort of thought to them. They were just mayhem.
Yeah,
okay. Really punk ass shit, just breaking shit.
Yeah, see, that was a lot of mine.
Just dumb, like shit that I'm not proud of.
I remember one time we had a super, we did it as a class prank where we went out and we just stole as many, you know, those like reflectors that people put in their driveways, like they're like red, when your light hits them, they all light up. So for our senior
douchey
prank,
neighborhoods have those.
Right. Well, lots of that up where I grew up. So we cumulatively four cars worth. I think we ended up getting about 400 of them.
Damn, that's a lot.
Put them on. This is terrible. We put maybe like 200 on the back like lawn of our school. So when everybody drove in, there were just like tons of them there. But then with all the rest of them, we just put them on this one dude's front lawn. So when you drove up the street, it was like a fucking spaceship was on his front lawn. Because the minute your lights hit it, it just lit up his whole front lawn. It was crazy. And we literally drove up there and watched him kind of crying and his father all taking them out of the lawn.
Nice.
Hundreds of
cleanup. You gotta watch the cleanup.
Hundreds of them. That
I
was
mean,
cruel.
We've done lots of like TP egg shit in our neighborhood back in the day.
Yeah.
But
God, that was some good fun, man.
The worst was we duct taped our drunk friend to his Geo Metro.
Ooh.
And
oh, you want to talk duct tape?
Ouch.
Yeah, you
what is it always going
to be my duct tape stories?
That's rough.
I'm sure you've been hazed.
Yeah, okay.
That's a military duct tape I've heard.
So you duct tape a dude to
a car? Also drunk? You did tell that on the show.
Yeah,
didn't
told
you say
that
it was
story.
All about taping them up all tight and shit?
Yeah, dude.
To a chair or something.
Them.
Ooh, yeah,
I don't like
that. Yeah, I
didn't
really consider that like pranks, but yeah, dude. We used to fucking duct tape the shit out of people.
We used a lot of duct tape on that one particular one, and we duct taped him like fucking on the side of his car, not on the top.
Did you drive the car around?
We did, actually.
That's even better.
Wait, okay. We got Taco Bell.
How fast? That dude, how
on
fast?
On the other side.
So, like, he was on the side of the car.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, he's, like, his back to the car, and he's, like, dude, how?
Was he a was he small?
No, like, he was probably like 160 something,
dude,
like that.
God,
like,
that must have taken a lot of duct tape.
It was a fuck ton.
But
of
duct tape, dude, bought out. It's amazing how strong that shit is.
So how did you get him there? How did you get him into the spot?
We all got fucking wasted.
Somebody has to hold him up there.
Yeah.
That was just drunk passed out.
Sawhorse.
Isn't it funny when you're drunk and motivated? The shit that happened.
What do you mean sawhorse?
Put a fucking sawhorse. You just lay his whole body on it.
He lays on the sawhorse.
Oh, so he was like,
he was out.
How okay? What orientation?
And then we left the.
I'm thinking that he's like his head's by the windshield.
And we just duct taped over that. Like,
you're saying he was like horizontal,
like on the horizontal. Oh, yeah, wow. Like he was on the side of the car.
That's even more impressive.
Man,
that's a tough job.
It was fun.
Yeah.
That's okay.
We felt accomplished
kinda,
after.
Kind of takes the.
I'll
cake.
Tell you, that's a shit ton of effort.
And you left him there until he woke up.
Yeah, well, he woke up when we were driving around at one point. He did pass out pretty hard, but yep, that was fun. Luckily, no cops saw us. We cruised around.
How fast do you think he went?
Oh, probably 45.
Oh, my God. That's so fucking
that's
dangerous.
That's putting a lot of faith
that
in
is,
duct tape.
That is terrifying.
That's
he
so
was
dumb.
Glued to that car. We had to leave the windows down so he could still get in, you know? But
Yeah.
Was he conscious at that point?
No.
No, still. Did he ever wake up during it?
Nope.
I feel like that's
where
that's
is this guy today,
so,
Ty?
That dude was asking.
How's this guy doing
can
today?
Can we call this guy?
Is he a cop?
Of course he's a fucking cop.
Yeah, after that moment, he's like, I'm going to get rid of all these fucking pranksters.
Oh, that's fucking good.
He's kind of an asshole.
That's brilliant. I saw, you guys know I work at a place that tends to have a lot of people and a lot of the public, and I'm always fascinated. I'm a people watcher at heart, you know? I love seeing.
It's half your entertainment.
It's half the entertainment to pass the day, right? I saw a guy in a shirt yesterday that read, Jesus Freaks for Trump.
No way.
Yep. Wow. A Jesus Freaks Trump t-shirt. I couldn't do that, man. I don't think that there's somebody that I want
to
talk
to
less.
Yeah, there's no good resolution to that.
No.
Well, I don't know. Is it a joke? I mean, is he serious?
I mean, I would wear that shirt ironically.
Yeah.
I would wear that shirt to like a punk rock show or something.
Way cooler than a fuck Zach shirt. Send that shirt in.
And then on my way home today, going over, and by the way, I want to talk a little bit about this because lately, I'll say this first. The railroad tracks that I've got to cross in between like I-4 and where I live, right? Like around like Division Street, Orange Ave, Cayley around there. Okay, so I cross these every day back and forth, and it's happened a couple of times now where, you know, SunPass goes through there all the time. Like that's the main, you know, where they go through. And what'll happen is the lights will go on and it'll have the ding ding
but
ding ding
never
ding
come.
Ding 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 and the arms won't go down.
Oh yeah. Boy.
So now you're playing like seeing all the cars, like the cars like sitting there for forever
I've
and they're looking
this
and
whole
they're
railroad
looking
system.
And then they fucking zig they fly across it. And I see like six cars do that. The arms aren't down, but
You don't know if something's coming.
And you're like, but you're like, well, it's ringing, and it's fucking, the lights are on. And so you're there, and then there's cars like, well, there's obviously nothing coming, and they're honking at you. And so I'm just like, slow as possible.
But it's like that 1 second that you're on the tracks, you're like, you think you
those
die.
People honking are the assholes that get
that
hit
die.
By
get
sunrail.
Hit. Yeah, exactly.
You know, be my guest. Then fucking drive around me and be an
drive
asshole.
Drive like a dick. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah,
dick.
Like, I mean, I'm just getting up close enough to where I can look very clearly down the track on one side, you know, and I don't want my car, you know, any closer to the track.
And you gotta watch
to
out for those arms, man. They'll come down and fucking whale your car.
Yeah, and those things were, I mean, they were up for minutes, you know, by the time I got there, so I wasn't really worried about that. But you do like, and then like you get to the point where you're like, okay,
I'm doing it.
Fucking,
and it's a scary moment.
It's a scary
there's
moment.
There's like you can see for like a mile. There's no train, but that 1 second you're on the tracks, you don't fucking know. It's gonna come out of nowhere.
So you know exactly.
Oh yeah, dude, I had the same situation happen recently.
Yeah, so that was a few days ago, and right around the same spot and coming home today, Just talking about great phrases that you see on maybe I want to do this as a segment at some point. The best like bumper
great phrases.
The best bumper sticker that you saw all week. I had to write this down, and I want like all of our fans should hop in on this. Maybe take a picture, post it in our group, or what have you. Because I think some of these are great. I never seen this one before. I want original ones. You know, I don't want stuff that we've all of course seen. But this one was. I used my home improvement loan to get a divorce.
That was a bumper sticker.
That was a bumper sticker. Yeah, like a made original. Bumper sticker. I was like, all
that
right.
That is some corny ass shit.
It's corny, buddy. I'll tell you what, man. You could just picture that guy. Like, he's the construction worker.
It amazes me, these people that think, that's so great. I'm going to put that on my car.
Yeah. It's so funny. Like, I think you can tell a lot. And that's what's so funny is you can almost see the person before you... Walk
based
actually
on
physically observe them come out of their car based on the facade of their vehicle. I feel your personality is really through,
and then
all the stuff you put on the outside of your car.
And then you have the extremists. Like, there's a certain psychology of the person that just sticks their whole fucking thing with just sayings. Their whole back of their car is just bumper sticker,
crazy, dude.
Mine's getting a little bit that way just because of podcasts and magnets and stuff.
But yours has a theme.
It's a theme.
There's
at
some
least.
People that just fucking throw shit on.
Skateboard sticker. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's just everywhere. Like, it's.
There are some crazy choices of decor. The people that put all like the stuffed animals on their dash and on their fucking like back of their car.
Yep. You seen the penny car? That drives around town. There's a penny car where it's
he's killing his gas mileage.
The whole outside of the car is pennies glued to the car.
Why? He's getting at least 1 mile to the gallon less.
I mean, how much was that? Like, that's, I mean, we can sure
and who
the
wants
weight.
To rip
that's
any
like
of those fucking
100 pounds
off.
At least of extra just weight, like you said, on your car.
Why do you go there? I don't know.
There's no sense to it.
There's the Jesus lady that has like all the scriptures like all over the car, and it's like a rainbow.
That's gonna
color,
get her into heaven, dude.
Dodge
That's cool.
Neon, you know.
That makes sense.
It's always a Dodge Neon or a Geo Metro. Those, if I've learned anything.
Oh,
in my
that
time.
That Geo.
I noticed, Ty, that you posted a picture of a Geo Metro.
I totally did.
There's not that many out on the road anymore.
When
huh?
I see that shit, it makes me laugh. I thought
it's a relic.
It was styling too. She was. I'm pretty sure it was manual. Probably a 3-cylinder.
Yeah.
And she got her and her dog 2 drinks. She was in front of me in the Chick-fil-A
line. That's hilarious.
Jesus Christ.
Wait, she went through the Chick-fil-A line for drinks?
Yep, two
That's
drinks.
It.
That lemonade.
That was it. I got the diet lemonade.
A beverage.
I did get some food.
I never want to be that person that goes through a drive-thru just for a lemonade. Yeah, I've never been that person. I never will be.
It made me laugh, for real. And she kept, like, I went the most direct direction you can go to leave. She fucking crossed through my path, like, 4 times. Didn't make any sense.
Yeah. Yeah, guys, I think you know what it is time for.
Bring
it. Yeah, it is.
You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. Collapse. You know we got them, baby. Collapse.
Ty, or no, the other one, Tom. Hey. Yeah, I get all your names mixed up.
Hey.
Oh. Hey. You always call them Ty, though.
Yeah, I do always call
them.
Always
Ty. Use Ty.
I like that.
Ty. It's just
fucking
the one
favoritism or nothing.
Yeah.
I like it.
You helped me a little bit this week with clips.
Yeah, I found some weird
shit. You found some old, some good stuff.
I know who to give it to.
I think I'm going to start with one of yours, actually.
Which one?
I'm going to start with, I can't pronounce it. It's Steinio.
Steinjo.
Oh, bro, Steinjo.
Steinjo.
I think it's Steinjo, but this is such hot fire. The world is ready.
Such hot fire.
The world
is such hot fire.
It's insane.
What
bro.
Do you think? This is early 2000s. Like probably.
I don't know, but wherever foreign country it's from,
Sweden,
it's probably like
or,
modern day.
Yeah. It could be Latvia. It could. Who knows what the fuck's going
I'm
on?
I'm just saying, this thing opens up and melts your face. Just prepare.
It's German.
It looks German.
Look at this guy.
Oh. Hey, girl.
Oh, boy. Just look at this dude. He's wearing... What is it? Okay, let's break down what this guy's wearing.
That zip-up turtleneck.
Zip-up turtleneck. White. White zip-up turtleneck. He's got some earrings. He's got long, flowing blonde hair all the way to the back. It's like a, it's
he looks like if a villain from the Die Hard movie were in some kind of like hot pop video.
If he played piano, he would play also a Rammstein piano.
Yeah, and he's wearing lipstick, which if it's very subtle lipstick, but you can see the lipstick.
It's he's definitely wearing makeup, some gloss at least.
Everything about him says gloss.
Yeah,
ready? He opens it up.
Oh, he's flying through the clouds now.
Oh, here we go.
He's very passionate too when he sings. All right, oh, now he's going through a black hole.
This is fucking awesome.
He just moves his hands so ever so slightly.
The girls love it.
What was that?
Okay, everybody saw that little Coke.
That was stereotypical. Coke I just wipe. Took a line.
I mean, he literally just wiped the Coke off.
Like he made a point of it, and
all the
Stein shows got the mad blow.
Yeah, now he's got German flags flying behind him here.
Deutschland, Deutschland.
Friday Fahrenheit, yo. It's all over.
I'm sorry. Man, there's a reason fucking the Germans lost the war. God damn it.
And we're listening to it.
It's time, Joe.
I'm European, but these guys are just way more fucked than us.
Now we got some CGI drugs. Now we got pill mill flying out.
Yeah.
Do all the drugs, yeah.
Look at him, dude. He's got
drug face on.
I feel like robots fucked to this song.
What?
Friday Fahrenheit.
What was he eating?
A bratwurst.
A bratwurst?
Yeah.
Deutschland.
Mustard only. He loves Germany.
He's a big fan.
I feel like his lip gloss has increased as the song goes on. He keeps adding more.
Now he's spinning in circles.
I wonder if Fahrenheit just means temperature or something.
I was going to ask. It's all metric over there.
Fahrenheit.
It's hot.
Oh shit!
It's Friday hot.
I got the sexy bitch here.
Whoa, boy, their CG budget was just off the chain.
Do the cocaine.
Jesus, his eyes.
He's so creepy, dude.
Oh, look at these moves. Like, his moves are sick, though, dude.
He just looks like such fucking Euro trash. Euro trash.
Oh. Drop the bass.
Just look at that.
Hold on. Was that all those?
You got to screen grab that. That's it. That's the fucking episode.
I'll send that to you, Tom.
It's Thursday Fahrenheit on the Oh No Radio
That's
Show.
That's right. Molaya.
Put that dude's face on his cyst and make that.
We're going to have to hear the bass drop now, aren't we?
I want it to drop. Drop.
Oh, shit! Oh.
What? Oh, key change bass drop.
Wow. Game changer.
Woo!
God.
It's just such brainless shit. It
really is.
This dude's headlining Coachella.
I love that he's got like a huge puffy jacket. He's got like a...
It's probably true.
EDC.
Yeah, baby.
Deutschella.
Oh, yeah. Our German fans are really pumped for that.
Oh, bro.
Yeah. All right. Now I guess we need to calm things down. Just a scotch. We can't get too crazy here. Oh shit! Wrong thing. here we go. We're gonna move it into this guy who I just found to be absolutely hysterical. We've all had those neighbors who are just the piece of shit, like old guy in the neighborhood. Get off my lawn,
damn kids.
So there's this couple.
I'm gonna be that guy.
Yeah, there's this couple. This is here in Florida, and they're having a birthday party for, I believe, their 1 or 2 year old daughter.
Yeah,
and they've got one of those. They got one of those bounce house things.
Oh yeah.
Well, check out what ensues.
Meanwhile, down in Florida, police are on the hunt for a man who was spotted unplugging a bounce house, putting more than a dozen children in danger. Surveillance video captured the scene as a bounce house suddenly began to deflate.
What?
This was at a one-year-old girl's birthday party.
How was this local fucking dude?
Didn't even notice. She's like chasing the dogs,
man.
Yeah, what happened?
What is going on?
All right, set the scene for the listeners.
So it's like a backyard party, and they've got this like...
It looks white trash.
They got some princess.
It looks pretty fucking...
I'm pretty sure it's
actually, they got tablecloths.
They got tablecloths. Yeah. Like, that's a one-year-old's birthday party. It looks, you know,
it's
actually not that
bad. It all came with a bounce house.
This is some shitty video.
Well, it's surveillance video. They've got cameras at their
house.
I love
that it's like they're trapped in a deflating bounce house.
Birthday party. Parents then rushed towards the house as it collapsed.
Oh,
two children
suffered
minor injuries. A partygoer followed the cord and noticed it was unplugged. Police say the stranger that you see in the video just walked away.
This is a fucking news story.
The incident.
Fuck.
Crazy people.
Boom. He just pulls out the plug.
Think things through before cold-hearted. He does them because
damn,
this is something
what's up, Deborah?
That...
Oh, damn. That's like some Larry David shit.
Yeah.
He's
so
you know what? Fuck these guys having a party over here next door to me. Fuck you.
Kids. Yeah, some old guy was sick of hearing kids all bouncing around and being a little
having
shit.
Having fun.
And having a good time.
That's another level of fucking disgruntledness.
You know what That is grade A professional curmudgeon.
Yeah.
Yes, it
curmudgeonry.
Is.
The definition of curmudgeon.
Right.
Someone that unplugs a bounce house.
Kids really, really badly.
Aww.
Well, Deborah says this isn't the first time something like this has happened in her neighborhood. She says
it's a hot mom.
To her Christmas lights outside were cut around the holidays. That's what prompted her family to set up cameras.
Fuck it, it's
so
this guy.
Far,
this, yeah, it's the same guy going around, fuck your Christmas lights,
only,
it's too fucking late.
It's Grampy.
Only an old white dude would do that, too. Like, that is some white shit.
It is some white shit.
That's some white old man shit right there.
Yeah, all right.
They didn't tell us it was in the villages.
We all like a good nostalgia trip back to the 80s, do we not?
Take me there.
Back to the time when roller games and roller derby were a real thing. When they were trying to make it as not only just a woman's sport like it is now, but once upon a time, it was also a man's sport as well. This is when this was on TV, apparently. And of course, with roller derby, it was very much like outcomes fixed, much like in this day and age. There were a lot of like fixed outcomes to the events. It was a lot like pro wrestling. They build it in the very much the same manner. Here's some really awesome footage I found of an event which involved an alligator sudden death pool in the middle of the roller rink. This is real. This happened.
Chuck Underwood from the Super Roller Dome, where the skaters of Roller Games International are chomping at the bit for a shot at this brand new concept and a track.
Just wait till you see these skaters take on the 14-foot high wall of death. It could be devastating. And a sky jump. And
so
yes,
funny.
The live alligator pit used during sudden death overtime. Chuck, that could be devastating.
Well, as witnessed about an hour ago, when the best laid plans of alligators and men went awry, beneath the bleachers here in the dome, the
hello,
reptiles
baby gator.
Rebelled. They were loose. And in came that one-man security force, David, in that distinctive uniform of his.
Well, no doubt about it. The guy who spotted these giant lizards is the man responsible for them in the first place. There he is right there. They call him Animal.
What?
The master of the...
Wow, Animal. Animal looks like an American gladiator.
Yeah. He's a ripped white dude with
Tarzan.
With like long blonde hair.
He's got the Fabio hair.
Yeah, he looks like Fabio.
Roller gator. He wastes
hurry, call Animal.
He wrangles the gators.
Thank heavens,
actually, he seduces the gator.
Well, the inclusion of the gators in the sport
is he in a fucking loincloth?
And it has divided the house.
What?
But by a 4-2 vote, the teams of roller
games. He's not even the one holding the mouth, dude. He's not doing shit.
But only in dude, he's fucking vascular, man.
And we're not yet sure what the ramifications of that will be.
Is he, he's wearing a loincloth.
Yes, he is. He's wearing it. That's what Animal wears, Tom.
So, I'm confused.
That had nothing to do with roller.
There's a roller derby course, and they have to jump an alligator pit.
We're getting there. We're not there yet.
Watch out for
we're not
gator.
There yet. It was just giving you a little preamble as to Animal, who's the,
this
you know.
This looks like a legit event. Look at that scoreboard.
There's a scoreboard here now. Now we're going to take a look at the arena.
Devastating! 80-80!
I think we need to take notes for the perfect game. I think we need an alligator pet.
Get on that.
Sudden death involves the controversial element of the alligators.
Well, Chuck, we're bringing a new meaning to the term sudden death. Because
I love the commentators.
Be great. One of those players gets in that alligator pit. The whole league is split on this
obviously.
Issue. Half the league wants the pit, half of it doesn't. Basically, the
very controversial decision in roller
derby.
It seems tense.
Wow.
But I'm scared to death to see what happens when one of these team's specialty players, the Gator Skaters, falls into
Gator
the pit.
Skaters.
It could be absolutely devastating.
All right, so
and
this
right
is female.
Here come the Gators.
There's, wow. There's animal.
Wow, animals.
What is up with this dude? I don't. What is his role?
Wow.
Now we got a lot of
what?
Now we got like an 80s music video happening.
I was
going to
say this could not get any more 80s.
This is fucking
was this on cable TV? What is this?
Yeah, this would have been on like cable TV. I don't think. Yeah. This is like a Sunday night special.
This was like all the sports Florida had back in the 80s.
He fucked every girl in this game.
Oh, he totally did.
Oh, shit.
They're bringing out a gator now.
And he didn't even touch the gator. He didn't even do anything. Yeah.
Okay, how pissed is that fucking alligator? Fuck these dancers, he says.
And so with the T-Birds in violation.
All right, so now here we go. We're actually at the event now. Past the theatrics.
Rules of sudden death overtime. Specially designated gator skaters.
Oh, it's guys that are rolling?
One of two ways.
Gay.
Yeah.
It's gay.
But there's cheerleaders.
This is before they let them
actually roll. You got a sexy dance beforehand, Zach.
That was pretty sexy. I'm not going to lie.
It's unbelievable down here. Look at those gators. There are four of them in the pits.
Oh. Oh, shit.
And one big 10-footer known as Roller Gator. There he is.
Roller Gator, no.
A roller gator.
I got $10 on roller gator.
The track, they are lining the rail, cheering on their designated gator.
Look at this. This is crazy. They got a whole banked course around these.
It's trying to be like Rollerball, like that movie Rollerball.
Yeah.
Before Rollerball.
Yeah, they can straight up like fight.
Fists.
That's what I'm saying. It's like pro wrestling, but on skates. This is so.
Did you check out that guy's
stupid
Jerry curl? Jesus.
He left some grease on the.
And the dudes are in masks.
There is some hot ass chicks there.
Check this out, though.
They're
80s. Here we go. Look at this. Watch this.
80s hot.
Yeah, 80s
get in the pit.
Into the pit.
Oh, shit.
What?
He grabbed that gator by the gullet.
What the fuck, man?
Oh, shit.
Gator's going after him.
All right. I'm in.
This is quality entertainment.
I was saying fuck this until he got in the pit with the gator.
Hot chicks and alligators and rollerblades, that's a recipe. That's
pretty extreme.
I feel like should we just stop the show right now and go watch.
I love that it's sponsored by LA Gear. That's 80s as fuck.
LA
Gear.
I hope they lit up.
Yeah.
Were they partners with the hair gel LA Looks, I wonder?
I think the LA brand was kind of big.
Yeah, you're probably right.
It was like, do you want to look douchey?
Yeah, I feel,
just
I feel that was on there.
Yeah, just thing for you.
Okay, we'll move forward. We're going to take a look at, Dorota. Dorota from London?
Oh yeah, Dorota.
Yeah,
Dorota's mad talented.
Maybe you can help me out a little bit with this one, Tom.
I don't really even know, man. I mean, there's no true description. I guess this is just Dorota has a YouTube channel, and she's kind of a internet celebrity in her own mind.
And she's an actress, singer, fine artist, beauty pageant
quadruple
queen.
Threat.
And as some sort of designer, I believe she designs clothing.
It sounds like it.
Here we go. This is one of her videos.
Hi, my name is Dorota. I am fashion designer, artist, model, and actress, and I design Argon. I met medieval dresses.
Okay,
I
was medieval dresses.
Medieval dresses,
which I met in Greenwich. She told me you will be making...
It's a weird English accent she's got.
This whole thing is strange. Yeah, it's just very bizarre.
It's a weird London accent.
Her story, it is.
Dresses. I say what? I never do such things. It's very sad story.
I say what?
A few years later, I return to the Greenwich and
Greenwich?
I find out this lady is dead.
Oh.
And this experience inspired me do this beautiful medieval dresses.
Okay.
In 2007, both me and my mom won a beauty competition for the category of our beautiful dresses. Okay. We also work for the good causes, the Cecil Hammond Animal Charity. And what mainly they need a towel for the cat and food.
What is going on? Okay, I don't even know what is going on.
Let me interpret for Dorota. They're saying that they gave some charity to buy a cat tower. for a cat makes... that really needed it.
Okay.
From her medieval dresses.
Say, I'm here for the necro gangbang.
She sold the medieval dresses medieval that she dresses, designed.
With her daughter.
With her daughter. They won a beauty pageant for their dresses as well.
Yes, they're beautiful. Beautiful
but then they
dresses.
Sold the dresses
to make
for
that cat money.
A cat, a needy cat, a cat, the
cat tree.
They needed some cat money
to build a cat tree.
You take the dress.
I mean,
Dorota's
daughter. I mean, maybe, you know, she might have a chance. She doesn't look too bad. Maybe heavy eyebrows.
Yeah, maybe with
Is she from North Dorota or South Dorota?
South Dorota. Southeast, I think. Yeah.
Probably
Southeast.
On the border. There's actually no women in North Dorota at all.
No. You're looking at them right now.
Because they're collecting homeless cats.
Homeless cat.
Okay.
This is Orgone generators.
He's switching it up on us now.
Done with the dresses.
And my husband. Kay.
Oh, that's her husband.
Black guy.
Who is a black man?
Indian man?
He was a very Indian man. He's
a very brown man.
I
didn't mean to jump to him being black. Oh.
Converse.
What?
Was that resting
bitch? Whoa, very Indian.
Yeah, he's very. What are those? I think
they look like turds.
This is crazy.
Turd crystals.
They look like shiny turd crystals.
Dorota and the turd crystals. Also my new band name.
What are these? Whoa.
What is that thing?
That was the Joe Dirt turd.
This is all.
I don't know what is happening right now.
Let's try and listen to the Indian guy. Let's try and listen to the Indian guy.
We feel healthier and we have better moods.
Better moods.
Okay, all right. So
what is that? What?
Oh, she does. Now we're in painting, this painting section. That is a fine portrait.
Eagle.
Wow.
Did you see how there was two unicorns' horns shooting at each other?
Dude, I think we didn't have a whole show analyzing this.
Oh, I know.
This is way too much for a clip segment.
Dude, she has an entire YouTube channel of these kinds
of
videos.
I don't know if I can watch.
Listen, Dorota is off the chain.
Okay, this is serious entertainment.
Look at
she introduces her husband in every time that her husband pops up.
We meet him all over again.
We meet him again. Like, so just listen.
She gives a backstory.
Yeah. Listen to him. Listen to him this time.
This is my husband. We meet in Gdańsk in Poland.
Okay. I consider Dorota as a very talented actress. What? Because one producer from Hollywood, he came to this home and he took auditions of Dorota and she proposed her a role. I had a small doubt. I said, I thought
I had a small
doubt. Dorota's accent is not so perfect. How he will resolve this problem. Awesome. But he said that it is no problem. He will hire an expert. Money-wise, it was fantastic. It was $250,000 offer. Yeah. But most unfortunately, this producer, he became ill, seriously ill. And
I love the little Oscar.
Because that project was abandoned.
All right, that dude, I feel like that's how he talks in general. His cadence never changes. Everything you ever hear from that dude is just like that.
Yep. Okay. And also, somehow he thinks he's going to get rich off Dorota. Like,
listen, that's his investment right there, Dorota.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't even know, man.
I can't even.
It's so deep.
I can't even.
Can we revisit that next week?
We will. We're going to definitely take a look. This is not the last we've learned from Dorota.
I want to understand
the Dorota files.
So we're going to do the Dorota files. Doom, doom, doom.
Dung, gung.
Dorota files.
Dung, gung.
All right. Now, we have to do it because, you know, I'm legally obliged to fuck with your brains once a week. Here we go. It's another mashup.
No. Yeah.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest.
It gets worse every time.
It's you. You're making them. You are. You are making them.
Looking kind of dumb with a finger and a thumb.
This is the worst. This is the worst.
I already know what it is.
On her forehead.
It upsets me.
Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming.
Okay, why do people have an obsession with mashing this song up?
This is why you
it's
get
insane.
Cysts. Every time your brain hears one of these, it creates a cyst.
Yeah.
Cyst will come out
you
of
had
you.
A, you had the smash mouth cyst.
Get your game on, go.
Possible title for show. The
Smash
Mouth
Cyst. That is so painful.
Holy shooting star.
Oh, that was horrible.
I think Tom's right. You're the one creating.
He is. He has some crazy hidden performance art thing he does.
Why?
Why? And here's the thing. Where was that aha moment with that person when they were watching The Office and they were like, hey, I can fucking mash that with fucking Smash Mouth. What the fuck? Literally, they call them mashups. It's smash the smashups.
I wish
they are.
I wish I could take credit for them.
I'm done. I'm done with the smashups.
I'm equally as just confused as to why it's such a phenomenon. Who thinks of it? Like it's they always make me laugh. Yeah. Like I don't know what it is.
It's insane.
It's so ridiculous.
Somebody is having a fucking run at it.
You know, your brain gets smart, but your head gets slow.
Oh.
Oh God! So much to see.
No, stop.
All right, we'll do with this one. We'll wrap up with this one. This was a good one I found today. You all know about these guys, and especially in New York, famous for their like subway like art performers. Which, to be honest with you, if I was commuting on the subway every day, I get so mad.
I'm going to fucking work.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
you're asshole.
I mean, it's cool sometimes. I'm sure.
No,
like,
it'd be cool.
I'm sure they get to see some cool
stuff.
It'd be
cool, like the first
especially
five times.
Especially some of the musicians too. Like, yeah, I get that, yeah. But then there's like guys like this, and there's this whole I guess one performer. Got in an altercation with another group of performers who were being dicks. And
some subway beef?
Yeah, some subway beef. And there's a news story that covers it all here. And just everything about it is ridiculous. So here we go.
Beef.
Beaten with his own hula hoop and punched in the face.
Just that is the start.
Good.
Beaten
I'll
with his own
I'll
hula
already
hoop
say good.
And punched in the face. Yeah, good.
Brooklyn man says he was trying to stop an older couple from being harassed on the subway by a group of fellow dancers, and he ended up getting hurt. The victim spoke exclusively with CBS2's Aaron Logan.
Peace, everybody. Keep dancing.
You're telling me the dude with the hula hoop got beat up?
Yeah, I know, right?
I can't believe it. Breaking news.
But he was defending an elderly couple that this other dance troupe was fucking with. Let's hear him out here.
That's exactly what this street performer, Jean-Lou Wolfman, was hoping for Sunday afternoon as he was getting off a train at Union Square. Instead,
I was bleeding all over my face.
With his black
eye. He got black eyed pretty good, and he got a couple
This guy's a retired clown for sure.
Oh, for sure.
He's pretty good at hula clown face.
Or a failed like account executive, I don't know.
And 10 staples to his head. Wolfman recounts the moment he was beaten
nice
up late Sunday afternoon. He says he tried to stop an older couple from being harassed by three fellow dancers on the train because the couple didn't tip them.
And he starts screaming at the guy like violently, I will slap that beanie off your head. And then he goes to the guy's yarmulke like this and he slaps the yarmulke off the guy's head.
Wolfman says he asked that dancer to back off and it set the guy off. Once they got off the train and started walking, he told the men he too is a dancer and that he gave them a tip.
And the guy kept coming running back at me like with a fist.
Even after being threatened and pushed around,
they beat him
Wolfman
up and he tipped him.
I guess this is what they call a slow news day.
No, the elderly couple tipped the nice guy here.
Gotcha.
And I guess he was kind of rubbing it in the face of the other guy, and that's...
Yeah.
I mean, these aren't even people making noise. They're just hula hooping.
Yeah.
He tried to make light of the situation. He took out his hula hoop and asked the fellow performers if they wanted to have a dance challenge that clearly didn't work.
He started hitting me with the hula hoop and stuff, and at that point I just started screaming for the police.
And it didn't stop.
So the guy was hitting me, he took my guitar and he threw it down the stairs.
Wolfman thought it was finally over. It wasn't.
He ran down around the stairs, came up behind me, and punched me from behind when I couldn't even see.
With a police station right here at this substation, Wolfman says he was not letting this guy get away.
And we saw one of the guys, and I pointed out the guy, and they started chasing him.
Police say
I used my hula hoop to fucking lasso him and bring it back to me.
The 21-year-old Staten Island man, Wolfman, is hoping they track down the other two who were ready to hurt the older couple.
Don't be afraid to get involved and stand up for your fellow New Yorkers.
He says he would do it again if put in a situation like this.
He looks like a little bit of a douche, but he did the right thing.
No, and that's exactly it, Ty. He did the right thing.
He's just trying to
get that promotion. God, why you gotta be a fucking hula hooping douche? Like, I just.
What's up with hula hoops, dude? Put it down.
Are there hula hoop turf wars? Is that what I'm gathering?
My life advice to anyone is just put the hula hoop down.
Put the hula hoop.
So the day, so the days of like the Sharks and the Jets all like clicking to go into right. like gang fights. Now no, they're all like hula hooping right. into fights.
The only people that are allowed to use hula hoops are like the sexiest. Yeah, like hot women. Girls.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah,
you're allowed, but anybody else put it down.
If I saw that dude just hula hooping his way toward me on the street, I'd be like, this fucking asshole.
Yeah, I'd fucking hit you in the face too.
Dude. I'd be like, man, I kind of hope he gets jumped by a dance squad.
That was Clips.
Clips.
Yeah. I'll tell you what.
Clips.
I know for a fact we're not going to be doing verses today because we had the death pool earlier and I didn't even prepare a verses.
So no. Potato wins.
Potato wins versus
the potato.
In honor of versus and potato.
Give us the fucking scream just because we're not going to get verses. There it is. Death pool scream.
That was a good ass impromptu.
Oh my God.
And that's how you get cysts on your throat.
That's true. It's true.
The cystodactyl.
Cystodactyl's coming at you. No, I mean, we probably should be wrapping it up. We don't want to be here all night, guys. We already had to start later than usual.
Oh, we had a special event.
It's fucking late. Dude.
Hey, man, it's late. It's late.
It's late.
It's almost midnight. We never go this late, but
it's late.
It's because now we do have to start at 9:30 because of my fucking job, and go fuck those guys. Because one more thing that pissed me off about my job this week is remember that bathroom I told you about where I popped my cyst?
Yeah,
the kitchen. You popped it in the kitchen.
It's a very back area, not open to guests area, which happens to be very much in a kind of
I think I know that one.
In the kitchen, okay?
I've been over there.
Either way,
it's a toilet in a kitchen,
and it's a single stall. It's a single there is one door. You open it, you lock it. It's yours, right? And it's very communal. Well, yeah,
I think I got like a 12 puke count in that one.
Probably, yep. Probably did.
One of the ones where like anybody goes in. Sure. All levels of
no. It's backstage.
It's just backstage. It's not guests, okay. but pretty much anybody can go in there. Either way, this was one of these situations where I was the cyst thing wasn't really the problem. I just needed to piss, and I was waiting for a while. I was like, God damn it, and. There were other ones I could go to, but kind of like this one's right here, and it would take me quite a while to get to another one. There was a reason that I was at the one I was at. Let's just say that. And so I was waiting, and like, how long can a person really be, right?
Yeah.
And good, like 2-3 minutes go by, and this very large woman comes out of the bathroom, and she was. Extremely, you know, apologetic. You know, I'm sorry.
It's stank, huh?
And I go in there,
oof.
And I've smelt one bad pussy in my life.
Oh.
So it wasn't even shit. It was
straight puss. Up, straight. Ooh. She snaked the room ooh. With bad snatch.
That's smell.
Like, and that's. Like, oh,
that's
I'm sure ladies listening, like, there's something wrong there, like, right? Like, that's like a chemical imbalance.
You already have
like,
to smell your cyst, and now you got to smell that, dude.
Yeah, that's, dude. Oh. And this is the same bathroom that I have to drain my cyst in.
Yeah,
like,
so it's ew, dude. Split pea soup.
And split pea soup, split dead pea feet, snatch. Farts, dead and smelly veg.
Smelly veg.
Smelly veg.
Dude. Yeah.
So
that's rough on the nostrils, man.
What'd you do, man? You just
I just pissed and left. I powered through it. Yeah. Whoa. What else am I gonna do?
I don't know, man.
What else?
Kill
am I
yourself?
Gonna do? Probably.
I don't know. Track her down and be like, baby, you got to get fresh. That's just bad.
It's almost as bad as we won't spend too long on these, but this has been around all week. It's been flying around. I'm sure you've heard about it.
Yeah.
There was a very nasty news story out of Jacksonville, Florida.
Leave it to Jacksonville.
Yeah. Here's just, I mean, the headline, tainted buffet at Jacksonville strip club blamed after severe diarrhea incident on stage.
Yeah, there's nothing like that to make you want to tip.
Jacksonville, what place?
I guess, according to reports by local media, the strip club was nearly full on Friday night when the incident occurred, and both staff and customers were reported to have eaten from the free buffet, which included the usual selection of ribs, chicken, and deep-fried shrimp.
Yeah,
it was the shrimp. For sure, it's always the
seafood, man.
While the results of the lab analysis are yet to come back. One source familiar with the investigation told reporters that bad shrimp was most likely the cause of the diarrhea. Quote unquote, typically shrimp are involved in cases like this, particularly when they are not cleaned thoroughly. Ugh. Patrons at the venue who were sitting near the stage were most directly affected by the incident, which occurred close
was
to 11
a
p.m.
A or E? I'm the affected.
A.
Yep. Yep.
According to a witness at the venue, three dancers were performing on separate poles when the first sign of trouble emerged. At first, I picked up a bad smell. I thought the guy next to me had farted, said the witness, who declined to be named.
Oh, man.
However, the smell got worse, and I noticed that a lot of other guys were looking around to see what it was. It was at this point the first dancer to suffer from diarrhea was unable to control her bowels any longer, and a stream of brown liquid soon gushed over the stage, according to a witness.
Spray.
It was absolutely disgusting, he told journalists. A number of guests immediately puked. I personally ran for the exit. I lost all interest in the show.
No shit.
It was at this point that Gigi Allen got his second post-mortem boner.
Wow, that's a deep cut rev a joke, Ty. I dig you. The other dancers on stage also suffered from diarrhea. Soon after, were forced to abandon their performance. So what? They kept going after the first one.
What song do you think was playing? You know, drop it like it's hot. Yeah. Drop it like it's hot.
It's always okay. Always pour some sugar on me.
So she shits herself.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the
yard. She shits herself. There's shit all over the
brown-eyed
stage.
Brown-eyed girl.
Front row. Everyone leaves, but you know there's one dude that stayed. Like, you know what I mean?
The one guy that
enjoyed it very quietly.
It's just like, it ain't that bad.
Yeah, it's just some shit.
It ain't that bad. It's just
he's
a little,
eating shrimp in
well,
the
you
corner.
Well, you guys ain't ever seen a... He's eating shrimp. Smoking a cigarette, eating shrimp.
You know he's like, these shrimp ain't going to eat themselves. After they didn't deter any of them.
They had it says the other dancers. They had a hard time getting off the stage, said one witness.
They were slipping in the fucking diarrhea.
Who stayed to watch the aftermath of the incident. High heels and diarrhea really don't mix. Some of the guests who had been enjoying the show also contracted diarrhea, and there was a rush on the men's room, which unfortunately did not have enough stalls to cope with the sudden influx in demand. Cleaners who were hired to deal with the mess reportedly were shocked at the condition of the venue. Strip clubs are usually dirty, generally dirty places, but this was on a whole new level, said of one cleaning staff member. In my time, I've seen feces in a urinal once or twice, but never in the sinks.
This can't be real.
Yeah,
dude.
I've been there.
No, I mean I've read it. I read it on two other sources.
Yeah, it's I think
but
pretty
food,
real.
The shrimp had to have been tamed with. There had to have been some shit happen because food poison doesn't happen immediately. Like everyone just doesn't get sick.
You're
like
right.
It takes time
for it to be that like violent diarrhea like that. That shit was bad. Like it is seafood, man. I think seafood has that effect on people.
That would have been like to the point where whoever was preparing it knew. You know what I mean? Like this shit's gonna make everyone shit.
Or my thing about like seafood is I always think it's all about the smell of seafood.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sorry. I've been on a buffet line before where I've walked over and I've gotten a whiff of the shrimp and told my girlfriend like no,
don't eat that.
Don't eat it.
If it smells super duper fishy,
it's probably not good. Yeah, it's
like,
not good. Yeah.
It can smell a little fishy. Obviously, it's going to.
And the gross part about shrimp is it's typically that the deterring of shrimp. I've literally done that even in restaurants. I get big old jumbo shrimp and you look and I'm like, dude, I can still see the fucking shit on the shrimp.
Yeah.
They didn't fucking cut it down and peel
out the
fucking gross turds in it.
Yep. I've eaten them like that.
I mean,
I've done it myself.
We've all eaten a turdy shrimp.
We've all eaten turdy shrimp, but turdy shrimp. Put enough cocktail sauce on it, you're fine.
Drown
usually,
that
you know?
Bitch.
Yeah.
It actually makes the turds taste good.
guys, I feel like we've done our jobs tonight.
Let's go to the strip club.
Let's go.
Let's go get shit on
and watch some 80s rollerball.
Yeah,
we're both.
Actually, I'm just gonna go listen to some Stein Joe. So
yeah, we wanted to say that on break we played a band called The Shoes.
The Shoes, yes.
This is almost like when bands give up on naming their band.
Oh, for sure.
Like, what's going around?
Hey, guys. Hey, we're the Shoes.
We're the Shoes. Yeah. We're the shoes now.
Yes,
yeah.
They are, they are a featured artist on episode 8 of next week's
The Earful. The Earfuls. And you can go to onoearful.com to check that out. That's Ty and Tom giving you all the latest, greatest, and not even the latest, greatest, but just some awesome deep cuts of music that you probably haven't heard before. Good scattering.
Licking your ear.
New and old. And we put that out on Sunday or Mondays, and typically to start your week off right with some Ono goodness and some tunes.
Enjoy some new music.
Of course, you guys need to be paying attention. Now that we're done with the Death Pool, it's all fucking systems go for the perfect game, our 300th episode.
Yeah, it's coming fast.
It's going to be June 16th at Colonial Lanes Bowling Alley. It's near the Milk District, and if not in the Milk District, technically, it's behind the Colonial Plaza.
Yeah, right by the Target.
Off of Primrose. I purposely didn't say it, and you have to go see it.
I'm sorry. It was funny.
Either way, we're doing that June 16th. That's going to be at 8:30. So, we said 8 o'clock. Then
I think it's 8 o'clock. Before,
yeah, sorry about that. It's 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
It's 8 o'clock.
Be there.
That's a Friday night. That's we'll remind you of this.
Time.
Yeah. It's going to be a good-ass time. We've got some drink specials. We've got a couple bucks off of pitchers for you.
Yeah.
It's going to be all the swag out there. It's going to be all the podcasts and all the swag, man.
Yeah.
Like,
are we doing one big-ass Swervy like, merch
Jones
booth
show,
kind of thing? Or what?
Semantics.
Yeah.
Burn It Down show. What's the Fuss? Scotch and Good Conversation.
Yeah,
that's it, right? I think I got
Oh No Radio
and
show.
And Oh No Radio show holding down the fort. So, guys, we hope you can really make it out today. It would mean a lot to us. It's our first meetup. It's our first event. We want to get to meet you guys in person. It's going to be a good time for all. There's so much more. Just go and find the event page, please, for the perfect game. Get in there. Say you're going. Just come to the event. Have some fun.
Come hang out.
Fuck it, dudes. Let's go bowling.
Being said, check us out on Twitter at The Real ONRS, Facebook groups and pages. You know how to find it on that Ono Radio show. Other than that, boys, what do we say when we get out of here?
Eat a bag of dicks!
This is some sheer mag. Enjoy the rest of your week. See you next time.